Adeline Bowman was born at the dawn of the 20th century, a time of promise and progress. She grew up amidst the changing tides of history, witnessing the advent of electricity, the birth of cinema, and the rise of jazz. Her story took a miraculous turn on a frigid winter night in 1938. On her way home through a storm, a freak car accident sent Adeline's vehicle plunging into an icy river. Her heart stopped as she succumbed to the freezing water. In a twist of fate, a bolt of lightning struck the car, jolting her back to life. What no one could have predicted was the transformation that followed. Adeline stopped aging, forever frozen in the vibrant bloom of 29 years old. To protect her secret, Adeline crafted a life of solitude. Every 10 years, she changed her identity, leaving behind homes, friendships, and even her daughter, Fleming, who aged naturally into a grandmother. Adeline's carefully constructed life was upended one New Year's Eve in San Francisco when she met Ellis Jones. He was everything she had avoided for decades, charming, persistent, and deeply romantic. Ellis was a philanthropist with an easy smile and a heart full of adventure. Against her better judgment, Adeline let her guard down. Their chance encounter led to a whirlwind romance that rekindled emotions she had buried for years. Ellis was captivated by her intellect and the stories she told with a wisdom that belied her youthful appearance. Over moonlit walks and stolen kisses, Adeline felt the walls she had built around her heart begin to crumble. When Ellis invited her to a weekend at his family's estate, she hesitated but eventually agreed. There, she met Ellis' parents, William and Kathy Jones. To her shock, William recognized her instantly. Decades ago, Adeline and William had shared a brief but passionate love affair. Now, his bewildered gaze and trembling voice threatened to unravel everything. Kathy grew suspicious of the tension between her husband and Adeline. She told Ellis about the accident, her inability to age, and the countless lives she had left behind. Ellis was shaken but resolute. "You've lived for decades, Adeline, but it's not living if you're always running." Just as Adeline began to consider a future with Ellis, fate intervened. On the drive back to San Francisco, another accident mirrored the one from decades ago. This time, the trauma reversed her condition. For the first time in 80 years, Adeline felt her body changing. A single strand of gray hair appeared, a sign that she had returned to the natural passage of time. The revelation filled her with both fear and relief. Embracing her newfound mortality, Adeline chose to stay with Ellis, no longer bound by her secret. Their love story became one of renewal and hope, a testament to the power of embracing the present and finding joy in fleeting moments. For Adeline, love had always been a risk, but with Ellis, it was one worth taking.